You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
With 50,000 watts of political talk all across New England, you are tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. We're waiting to be joined on the phone by baseball legend Curt Schilling. Hopefully he'll call in here in the next couple minutes. But while we have a couple minutes here, Terry, let's talk a little bit about Donald Trump and his mysterious phone calls and his meeting with Paul Ryan.
Well, you know, we've only heard snippets about what really happened, you know, in the room with Paul Ryan. But Ryan seems to be slowly edging toward a positive view of Donald Trump. And I think more and more of the GOP leadership will do that. But reading the Globe this morning, and it was just full of stuff about the Donald. You know, and here's an endorsement from the Globe, you know, Globe to GOP, get rid of Donald Trump, which to me, that's an endorsement for Donald Trump, you know, when the Globe wants to get rid of him. And then there's another article comparing Donald Trump to John Silver back in 1990 when he just burst into the scenes and became the darling of the Democratic Party here in Massachusetts. And then he ran for governor, and guess what happens? Our friend Bill Weld won the election. It's interesting, you know, we were, just to change the subject a little bit, we were in the governor's office on Thursday, and they have the portraits on the wall there in the entryway of all the different governors. They're all sitting there, all kind of somber and you know, I guess
stately looking
and, you know, and boring as hell. And they're all in their nice, you know, nice suits. And there's Bill Weld with a big grin on his face, wearing a denim shirt and jeans. So that says something about Bill Weld.
Yeah, there you go.
That, and you know, having met him a few times, I can tell you that he has a really interesting wit, pretty bright guy, and fun to spend a little time with, actually. And I think he was also a decent governor.
Oh, I think he was a great governor.
Yeah.
Great governor. And, you know, Charlie Baker learned a lot from working for Bill Weld. So
I think Governor Weld was one of Charlie's, you know, mentors in the background and in some ways in the foreground, certainly. But, yeah, interesting morning. I'm there reading the Globe, as I do before we do the radio show, to get, you know, snippets of great information. But, you know, there's an article in there, and one of several today, by the way. You know, the Globe probably doesn't realize how much good they're doing for the Donald. But, you know, to give them credit, even though they don't like him, they were fairly balanced in positive and negative things about him. But, you know, one of the positive things that, you know, there is a softer side of Donald Trump. For instance, a lot of the people that he had fired on his apprenticeship show, he'd call them afterwards and just say, you know, you okay? And, you know, anything. And I guess he's a guy that when he comes into the room, he's larger than life. He basically just sucks the air out of the room. But he's a listener. He's a guy that will listen to people. He'll spend time with them. And he does a lot of things to basically put people at ease with him. And the thing that I found very interesting is that he is a listener. Before he acts, and I guess he likes playing chess. So he's a guy that a strategic thinker.
Well, I think he's been playing chess with the American public for the last 8 months or so, too.
Well, think about how many millions of dollars he's saved not having to run a TV ad, not having to basically try to corral the press to talk to him. Just the opposite. They've been trying to corral him to have him talk to the press. So he's a strategic thinker. He seems to have a soft side and a good side. And again, you know, we've talked about several times, if you look at his family and how these people are, it tells you something about the man to have raised, you know, good kids. And he's not a drinker. He's not a smoker. He seems to be pretty fit. You know, ask his doctor. I'm sure the doctor will tell you he's great.
Oh, absolutely. Healthiest man to ever run for president of the United States, right?
I don't know about that, but still.
Oh, his doctor did come out and say that.
Well, yeah but that was a paid political announcement. So, you know, a lot of things, you know, I encourage people to read the Globe. You know, I don't often do that, but, you know, read all the stuff about Donald. And although I think a lot of people have already made his decision, some people think he's brash and a bully and a liar and probably a cheat and a thief and whatever else they can come up with. But a lot of people think he's...
But so is Hillary Clinton.
Yes. There's more evidence against her. It doesn't seem to go very far, but there's a lot more evidence against her than him. But
I mean, how have we gotten to the point where, you know, we have somebody who's being investigated by the FBI, who is not being forthright, has a history of being connected to deaths and murders and not being forthright, and she can be the the Democrat nominee for president of the United States. Have our standards fallen, or is it getting back to what your earlier comment, people are idiots?
Well, a lot of people are idiots, or they're lazy. They don't want to take the time to learn about their candidates, whether it's the local man or woman running for a selectman or board of health or school committee or whatever. People just don't take the time to know about their candidates. So people that represent them, the people that, especially your local people, you know, we're big on local people, again, city, town, county, state governments, hence all politics is local. But, you know, these people make a huge difference in your life. You know, if you think about a selectman's decision to not hire a couple of firemen or to hire them.
Mm-hmm.
Or to help the school in some way, or not.
Hire a teacher's aide or invest in technology in the schools, yeah.
Yeah, and there you go. Those things impact the current generation and future generations often. The policy of the police, local police department, about how much they patrol neighborhoods, or, you know, do they do a lot of stop and frisk, or do they... You know, let people generally do whatever they want. So interesting things if you look at it from a local view. But, the Donald, I think he's still, he only needs 103 delegate votes, which I think you'll pick up on June 7th, another big Tuesday on June 7th. So I think you'll see Donald, I'm forecasting he's not going to get 1,237. He's going to get 1,400, at least 1,400 delegates.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree that it's probably going to be a slam dunk for him. I still think there's going to be some shenanigans at the National Convention in Cleveland, because there's still, you know, some people, and actually one of those people we're going to have as a guest at 11:05 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Howe from Red State is going to come on. He's a true conservative, and he is a leader of the anybody but
Trump
effort. So, I mean, that's going to be an interesting conversation. But hey, our featured guest is joining us on the phone. Baseball legend Curt Schilling joins us. Good morning, Mr. Schilling.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, thanks for taking a couple minutes to call in this morning. We've got a lot to talk to you about.
Thanks for having me.
It's great. So what's new with you?
Nothing. Nothing. Why? You hear something about me that might be new? I don't know.
I'm one of your biggest fans, so I always hear a lot of stuff about you. But there's this serious XM radio rumor going on about you, so I'm hoping that's a real rumor.
That is a real one. I believe what will end up happening is I want to stay involved in baseball and sports, so I think I'm going to be able to do a once or twice a week show on Sirius XM for baseball, for sports, which would be kind of cool. And then I'm going to hopefully be having a show that I'll be doing a couple times a week that will be about everything else. So,
well, I think that's going to be great. I mean, I couldn't think of anybody better than you. Are you going to throw in any politics with that?
Oh yeah, no. The second part of this is going to be life and politics. It's going to be my show, and I'm going to be able to talk about what I want to talk about, or what the people want to talk about. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
No, I think it'd be great. I can't think of a better host than you talking about baseball and politics and everything.
I get it. It's the one form where not being able to shut up is a positive. so.
Yeah. My wife often says that. Will you shut up? And it's like, no, I'm on the radio. So
yeah.
You got to be excited about the Red Sox this year. David Ortiz, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think there were a lot of questions coming into the season about them, and I think that for the most part, listen, The one concern I think they have right now is whether David Price is going to get right or not, which I don't doubt for a second he will. But that's a good thing. You're May 15th. You're 6 weeks in, and you're wondering if your big ace is going to be the stud you thought he was. Everything else, I mean, my God, you know, you got Jackie Bradley, who I think is no fluke. I think he's, you know, I think that's the player he is. Shaw and Dustin's hitting 300, and you know, probably one of the premier young players in Xander at shortstop. So there's a lot of really nice, fun, enjoyable, exciting stuff. I think. I believe in fate and karma a lot of times, yeah. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to have the Red Sox find their way to the World Series, and they're going to show up, and Theo Epstein's going to bring the Cubs from the other end.
Break
two curses by beating the first team with the second team.
Boy, wouldn't that be a great World Series, Cubs-Red Sox?
That would be. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Hey, you know, a lot of things, you know, everybody's talking about the offense and talking a little bit about the starting pitching, but the defense on the team is phenomenal this year, I think.
Yeah, and that's I think that when you look at the position players and you look at Theo's, a lot of these kids came into the organization under Theo, but when you look at them and look at their, they drafted complete well-rounded players. They weren't looking for, you know, five tool projects or guys that might be really good. They were getting guys who fundamentally were really good. And to add to that, Brian Butterfield, the third base coach, is probably, in my mind, the best defensive coach I've ever been around, teaching guys. And you know, there's no mistake that Hanley Ramirez is an outstanding first baseman because of the work that he put in, the work that Brian Butterfield has been working with him in.
You're not worried about Hanley at first base going forward?
No, I think Hanley's the kind of player that has to be engaged. And I think it's very hard for a guy who wanders mentally to be out in the outfield. And so I think at first base, that's not an option.
Yeah.
You're in there every play.
Yeah, you got to pay a little bit of attention. So you're predicting a Red Sox World Series here on WCRN this morning.
No, I didn't predict. I'm thinking, I do think I would not be surprised. Honestly, I really wouldn't. And they always say no team's as good as they are when they're hot or as bad as they are when they're not. I think the Cubs are every bit as good as people are worried they are.
Yeah, the Cubs do look very, very good indeed.
Wow. Wow. And it's not even that. The other pieces, and somewhat you can look at the Red Sox in the same way. I think the Cubs are set up to be kind of the New England Patriots of baseball for the next 10, 15 years. They're so deep, and their prospect list is so well-rounded. You lose a guy with 40 home run power like Kyle Schwarber, and you still have a run differential of like plus 6,000 6 weeks into the season.
Hey, it's the bottom of the hour. We got to get on top of things with CBS News. We're joined by baseball legend Curt Schilling. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump. I want to talk to him a little bit about Asperger syndrome because we're both fathers of autistic children. And you're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830.